Darkness presses close and heavy, thick with heat. Suddenly bursts of steam hiss upward again and again as waves of raw heat fill the sweat lodge. Water has the power to give life, says Ben Pikyovit, a Paiute elder who wears his hair in tight braids. It has the power to take life away. With a sprig of sagebrush, he flicks an infusion of cedar, sweetgrass, and salt from the Grand Canyon on the rocks. The pleasant aroma sharpens his senses as he sings a ghost dance song to the strong cadence of drum beats. Okay, he finally says, that's the end of round two. With two more rounds to go, I'm not sure I can hold out. Earlier that day, I drove to Moccasin, Arizona, with National Geographic photographer Bruce Dale, who's doing an article about John Wesley Powell. The one-armed canyon explorer had a long-standing interest in Paiute customs, and Bruce has in mind a certain photograph to illustrate the story. Determined to get the shot he needs, the photographer has returned a year after his first attempt. Cool night air flows into the chamber as Ben throws back the blanket covering the entrance. Following him, I crawl outside feeling boneless. To get up and walk on wobbly legs becomes an act of will. Taking deep breaths, I look into the star field curving from horizon to horizon above the dome roof of the lodge. The entrance faces east toward a raised circle of sand serving as an altar. Eagle feathers hang from a staff planted in the center, and a fire burns beyond it. Bruce has stationed himself outside, and as I cool down, he tells me about a curious wager between Major Powell and another scientist, W.J. McGee. The friends had placed a good-natured bet on who was the smartest. In those days, brain size was thought to be an accurate measure of intelligence, and they agreed to have their brains weighed at death to settle the issue. The major ended up winning by a slight margin, but by then he wasn't around to collect, nor was McGee around to pay up. And while investigating the story, Bruce made an interesting discovery. He found Powell's pickled brain still sitting on a storage shelf in the Smithsonian and photographed it for the article. Time for round three, Ben announces, and I duck back inside. We sit crowded together as the Paiute calls for the first rock. He reaches out with a pair of antlers to receive the heated stone, glowing molten red like a meteorite just fallen to earth. This is a shot the photographer has traveled so far to get. He crouches by the entrance with his camera raised and clicks away, using only the reflected light of the fire. Ben places the rock in the center of the lodge and says, "Welcome, Grandfather." Both Powell and his friend would have fit right in at the Paiute Sweat, since each scientist took delight in understanding other cultures, and they might have agreed with the Paiute elder, who now tells us in a calm voice, "Everything happens for a reason. There are no accidents." The last round ends about midnight after we have sweated for hours, and to my surprise, I feel more energized than when we started. Standing by the fire next to Ben, I ask him if suffering is part of the ceremony. "It's all we have," he says. "It's all we have to give to the Creator, to the Earth." The photographer and I head back to the truck and begin the long drive home.